Conventional C14 dating was the standard until 10 or 15 years ago. The conventional radiocarbon dating method involves burning a sample in a closed tube containing oxygen. The carbon-containing gas that is produced is then cooled to a liquid state and placed in a lead-shielded box with a sensitive Geiger counter. This instrument registers the radioactivity of the carbon-14 atoms. Specifically, it detects the weak beta particles released when carbon-14 nuclei decay. The age of a sample is determined by the number of decays recorded over a set period of time. Older samples have less carbon-14 remaining, and consequently, less frequent decays. Compared with the second method, conventional C14 dating requires relatively large samples. It's slightly less precise and has less range, extending perhaps as far as 40,000 years BP, probably much less than this in most cases. It is, however, a bit cheaper at a few hundred dollars a sample.